a meditation on the life of St. Martin de Porres, who spent his life acting on behalf of justice. Let us pause and recognize God's presence with us. Settle your body with a few breaths. Inhale. Exhale. Taking as many as you need. Feel yourself invited by the Spirit into this time of prayer and contemplation. As you visually take in the image of St. Martin de Porres, what catches your eye? Let your eyes linger on the details that capture you. Notice what thoughts or feelings emerge as you allow the image before you to continue to unfold. Contemplate what it means to act on behalf of justice through the life of this saint. Saint Martin de Porres was a man of great charity, caring for the sick, abandoned, and enslaved. At 12, he trained as a barber, a role that then resembled that of a doctor, setting bones, dressing wounds, prescribing herbs. When he chose to volunteer at a Dominican monastery as a lay helper, he was given tasks that others despised. Some community members called for his dismissal because he was Black. He acted with justice for the poor and abandoned by feeding those in need with leftover food and welcoming the homeless to stay in the monastery in any available space. He took his care for all one step further by creating a home for abandoned street children, open to all regardless of race. St. Martin spent his life caring and seeking justice for those in the minority, sheltering the homeless, feeding the hungry, ministering to the enslaved. From his own experience as a Black man whose abilities were doubted, he practiced radical inclusivity, caring for all humankind and even animals that he encountered. In what ways, big and small, do you work for justice for the poor and marginalized in your own community? Let us pray. O holy mystery of love, guide us in our work for justice for all. Give us the grace to act as St. Martin, practicing radical inclusivity and care for all in need. May we know our place in creating a safe space for all to be well. Recommit us today to serve you earnestly. With our hands, our eyes, our thoughts, and our hearts. All you holy men and women, pray for us. Amen.